It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Welcome the return of the three Louisiana amigos. Yep, it finally happened this week. Louisiana Tech University has accepted an invitation to rejoin the Sun Belt Conference once again, beginning no later than the 2027 college football season. I'll have more to say about that in just a moment. But yes, I have done my little part here to help push this along over the past few months. You can go to my website at Swamp Swami Sports and see the two links for the stories done recently. And do you think that this 1981 graduate of Louisiana Tech would stoop so low as to take a victory lap to start off this podcast? Woo-hoo! Oh yeah, I would. You know, it's taken a lot of us barking bulldogs, fans, alumni, donors, and other interested parties to provide a clear signal to Louisiana Tech University that it was time for the school to exit Conference USA ASAP. Let's walk through an abbreviated summary of what has just occurred. Louisiana Tech joined Conference USA in 2013, 12 years ago. The far-flung conference, though, was considered at the time to be a very good fit for the Ruston-based Bulldogs. Prominent Conference USA members back in 2013 included teams like Rice, UAB, Florida Atlantic, Marshall University, UNC Charlotte, North Texas, Old Dominion, Southern Miss, and UT San Antonio. Now, every one of those nine schools I just rattled off have left Conference USA to either join the American Athletic Conference or the Sun Belt over the last 3 years. And the University of Texas El Paso, UTEP, will become the 10th major defection from Conference USA beginning next year in 2026. The Miners, who have been members of Conference USA since 2005, are finally leaving to join the Mountain West Conference next year in 2026. So why did they all leave? The television and media revenue offered by the other conferences was substantially higher than Conference USA's most recent media contracts pay to their member schools. Let's give a little credit, though, to Conference USA for moving rather quickly to add a number of replacement schools. Most of those new additions, though, simply have far less sports gravitas and are geographically rather distant. If you're a Louisiana Tech supporter, are you fired up about making a 1,321-mile trip one way to play football this fall at new Conference USA member University of Delaware on November 8th? I didn't think so. Louisiana Tech's good fortune this week, though, with the Sun Belt Conference has been a direct result of Texas State University's June 30th decision. And what was that? The Bobcats are leaving the Sun Belt Conference, for more money, of course, to play in the newly reconstituting Pac-12, well, Pac-12-4 conference beginning in 2026. That left one spot available in the Sun Belt Conference Western Division to be filled. And the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs, along with Western Kentucky, eagerly were waving their hands, signaling a sincere desire to take Texas State's slot in the Sun Belt Conference. You might remember Louisiana Tech had been a non-football playing member of the Sun Belt between 1991 and 2001. But the geographic proximity of Louisiana Tech to other Sun Belt Western Division member universities made for an almost perfect and very timely economic fit. But why is this move not necessarily going to happen in 2026? Most Louisiana Tech supporters are ready to skedaddle from Conference USA as quickly as possible, me included.
Yes!
There are contracts, though, negotiated between the athletic conference and member schools which require a minimum notice period, along with a hefty exit fee if your school wants to leave before the agreement ends. There is a reported $5 million payment for early termination which might be required for Louisiana Tech to come up with to leave Conference USA. Yeah, ouch. And Conference USA has seen plenty of its teams exit during those last 3 years, as we covered earlier. Louisiana Tech is now considered to be one of Conference USA's top remaining media draws. So don't expect Conference USA to budge one inch when it comes to conceding any financial ground to the Bulldogs' desired early exit. Louisiana Tech might also need to come up with some additional money to postpone or terminate one or more future football contests, which could interfere with a future Sun Belt Conference game day. The plus side, though, of all these problems is that Louisiana Tech's portion of the Sun Belt Conference media contract will provide substantial collateral if the school needs to negotiate a short-term loan in order to foot these exit costs. It's safe to say that nearly 100% of the Louisiana Tech Bulldog fans are ready to jump into Sun Belt competition next year in 2026. So let's hope that the school is able to resolve those concerns to avoid having to wait until the fall of 2027. But this is a big win for regional rivalries. The Sun Belt's Western Division features Arkansas State from Jonesboro, Troy University out of Troy, Alabama, South Alabama from Mobile, Southern Miss in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and two Louisiana-based schools. The University of Louisiana Monroe, or ULM, is located just 35 miles from Louisiana Tech via Interstate 20. UL Lafayette, otherwise known as Louisiana's Ragin' Cajuns, are just 190 miles south of both Louisiana Tech and ULM. Recent history has seen Louisiana Tech shun some opportunities to play football games, though, against ULM. Their last game came in 2000, and UL Lafayette, that last game came in 2015. A positive development, though, in recent years has seen Louisiana Tech's athletic department making amends with two of their biggest intrastate rivals. The Bulldogs signed a deal to play football against Louisiana's Ragin' Cajuns beginning next year in 2026, regardless of whether they were in Conference USA or not. And a long-overdue home-and-home series against UL Monroe was inked with the games to be played in 2030 and 2031. This surprising renewal of civilities coming from Louisiana Tech with their two Sun Belt Conference neighbors may have just paid off handsomely.
Excellent.
The internet buzz indicated that both UL Monroe and UL Lafayette had been Louisiana Tech's two biggest supporters in this Sun Belt Conference vote this week to add the Bulldogs to the league. If you're the ULM Warhawks, you could not be happier about this. It's not a stretch to say that sports fans of the UL Monroe Warhawks have been salivating at the prospect of renewing sports rivalries with their nearby rival in Ruston. They have a rather long and at times contentious sports history. The ULM Athletics Office may be just as happy as the folks in Ruston to welcome Louisiana Tech into the same conference soon. ULM's athletic website and their X.com social media site posted a welcome to Louisiana Tech joining the Sun Belt Conference this week with the phrase, "Reigniting the Battle of I-20. The largest home football crowds for both ULM and Louisiana Tech have occurred when these two teams play against each other. Attendance for every future Sun Belt Conference encounter between the Warhawks and the Bulldogs is guaranteed to bring a boost in fan interest and more revenue to each school. Departing Sun Belt Conference member Texas State University in San Marcos is a 460-mile bus ride from Monroe, Louisiana. Trailways buses average about 5 miles per gallon of diesel fuel, and at $3 a gallon, a round trip between San Marcos and back would cost $576 per bus. A future 70-mile round trip to Ruston is going to cost the Warhawks just $42 in bus fuel per bus. Now, those lower travel expenses plus increased revenues at the gate with higher ticket sales make this a big win-win proposition for both UL Monroe and Louisiana Tech. And did you know, there's a surprisingly long history between the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs and the USL Bulldogs? Did you know that the University of Louisiana Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns were once known as the University of Southwestern Louisiana Bulldogs? USL dropped their Bulldogs nickname in 1974 and officially became the Ragin' Cajuns. Louisiana Tech and USL have both competed in the Gulf States Conference back from 1948 through 1971. They continued their sports rivalries as part of the Southland Conference from 1971 through 1982. But then USL became an independent NCAA Division I football school for many years prior to joining the Sun Belt Conference in 1991. Fans of Louisiana Tech and the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns have each considered themselves to be the state's top non-LSU university, at least when it comes to athletic excellence. Even diehard Bulldogs fans, though, may, at least begrudgingly, concede that top spot to UL Lafayette, at least over the past decade. The Ragin' Cajuns football team has been nationally ranked a few times in recent years. Louisiana Tech's last winning football season came back in 2019. A $65 million upgrade to UL Lafayette's Cajun Field football stadium is now in the final stages of completion. The entire west side of that soon-to-be 38,000-seat football stadium was demolished back in December 2023. A brand new press box, state-of-the-art box suites, and many new fan-friendly amenities for season ticket holders, I might add, at a cost, are expected to be ready to go for the team's first home game this fall against Rice University on Saturday, August 30th. The Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns also posted a welcome to Louisiana Tech this week for rejoining the Sun Belt Conference on their social media sites. Their title was, "The Rivalry is Renewed." So you gotta love it. Louisiana Tech's longtime play-by-play radio announcer Dave Nitz recently passed away at age 82. He began calling college football and basketball and baseball games at Louisiana Tech in 1974. Dave Nitz retired his headset and microphone back in 2024 after 50 years with the school. And his famous catchphrase of, "You gotta love it," sums up how most sports fans of the university feel about the school's return to the Sun Belt Conference in the next year, at least we hope. Take it away, Dave.
Three-man rush. Stallworth the throw. He sets up. He throws toward the end zone for Cangelosi.
Yes!
Touchdown, Bulldogs! Touchdown, Bulldogs! Touchdown, Bulldogs! You gotta love it.